The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is the flagship station for all of Salem media with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame, our very, very humble, ready for drive time players. Brigitte Gabriel, kind enough to join us this early in the morning, founder and chairman of Act for America and a New York Times bestselling author and a friend of the program. Brigitte, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning?
Oh, my friend, I missed being with you. So great to be back with you.
I did love your, you know, it's all about energy, positive energy. God bless you. You know, Brigitte, how are you doing throughout the pandemic? Everybody okay? Everybody safe in your life?
Everybody okay. Everybody's fine. You know, I got it back in January. I was probably one of the first people that got it. I was in Hawaii for New Year's Eve. And we were, of course, with a bunch of Chinese people on vacation for New Year's Eve. And I came back and I had no idea what had happened to me. All of a sudden, I'm sick. I can't move. And but you know what? I survived. And back then, they didn't even know what it was. I went to the doctor. They did the blood work. They did the testing. Yeah. You know, they stick up thing your nose. And the doctor says, I have good news and bad news. The good news is you don't have influenza, you don't have the flu. The bad news is you've got a virus, we don't know what it is. There is nothing I can give you. Go home and take care of yourself.
Wow. Well,
but
you didn't have to. You know, I know you're so strong. Did you take any medicine for it at all, Brigitte?
Well, they didn't. They couldn't give me antibiotics, and they said you just need painkillers, cough drops. My throat, I couldn't breathe. My throat was hurting.
Yeah, you know, so
they said the usual. Take, you know, the muscle relaxers. You know, sleep it off. Drink hot tea. Take stuff for your throat.
Oh,
you know, nasal decongestant.
Lord.
Yeah. So January was a blur.
Yeah, not to be a racist at all, but you were so funny. You just happened to be with Chinese people in Hawaii. And no, but really, you thought that's going to sound terribly racist, but I don't mean it to sound racist. But the Chinese people, of course, come from China, and that's Wuhan. Do you think that's how you got it, really, Brigitte? I mean, objectively, really?
Well, look, we were there for a wedding for New Year's Eve, and we were in Hawaii for a week. And in the hotel we were staying, we had a ton of tourists. You know, everybody comes to Hawaii for New Year's Eve. That's the highest season. And because they are, you know, kind of in the halfway, in the middle, you know, from Australia, people come from Australia, people come from the Far East, and it's just a vacation destination. And so our hotel was literally filled with Asian people. And we ate in the, you know, main dining room all the time. And you just don't think about these things. We didn't know what was going on. And I came home, and within 2 days, I thought I was having jet lag. You know, I thought, oh, Brigitte, just push through with this jet lag. You're going to be fine. Wow. I mean, I went to work on Monday, and this was January 7th. So at that time, people really didn't even know what it was here. You know, I went to my doctor.
Yes.
And so till the 22nd, I was really at home. I didn't come back to life till like January 22nd.
You caught it out there, and not again. We're not going to say, look, if there's a chance to blame the Chinese, I will. But I said, not now. It just seemed to happen. It's the communists, not the Chinese people. Oh, God bless you, girl.
Exactly. The poor Chinese people. Look, Joe, we feel for the Chinese people. They're living under tyranny.
Yeah,
we blame
exactly
the Communist Party of China.
That's
the
exactly
Communist
right.
Party, who is trampling on the poor Chinese people. They abuse them. They use them as disposable. They have no respect for human rights. The Chinese people have been trying to break loose and free for years. They are unable to do anything. Look at the lives that have lost. You know, I have a video on our Facebook where I talk about holding China accountable And we have a petition on our website, actforamerica.org, to hold China accountable and investigate China. And we were one of the first people that came out with that petition. And I specifically mentioned that this has nothing to do with the Chinese people. We love the Chinese people. It has everything to do with the ideology of the Communist Party, the ruling party, who is ruling and suffocating China and the Chinese people.
You're right on the money, Brigitte Gabriel, right on the money. Hey, yeah, we're dying to hear your take on what we've learned this week with respect to the General Flynn case. What are you thinking, Brigitte?
Well, look, I mean, what a bombshell, but we all knew that General Flynn was mistreated. Look, I know General Flynn personally. General Flynn was on my board, on the Act for America board. So I know General Flynn. I know his wife. I know his son. I know his family. He is the most ethical man. He is somebody who is brilliant. They knew General Flynn was going to redo things in Washington, D.C. and change things. Remember, he's a 30-year, served in the military for 30 years, a decorated general whose focus was intelligence. He knew intelligence inside and out. He knew how the agencies operated, the CIA, the FBI. He knew the intelligence world. And he was going to come in and he was going to change things, clean house, reorganize, reshape our whole intelligence apparatus in Washington, D.C. And they knew it. They knew he is exactly what President Trump needed, and they knew General Flynn was the greatest danger to the swamp, because the swamp thrives in secrecy and lies and filth and dirt and everything horrible. It stinks. And they knew General Flynn was going to be the disinfectant who's going to disinfect the intelligence community and reshape it. And that's why they needed to get him out in order to destroy President Trump and everybody to cover themselves.
Wow, Brigitte, right on the money. And you knew you knew General Flynn. He was on your board. The whole family was on your board.
He was on my board. Look, he was on my board, on Act for America board. We organized General Flynn's tour for his book nationwide. He spoke to our chapters. Remember, we had 1,000 chapters nationwide. Yeah. We worked very closely with General Flynn when he was running and supporting, when the president was running, candidate Trump. And we educated General Flynn understood the issues that affect national security inside and out. Last time I saw General Flynn, when we were together, we were actually spending a weekend at T-Bone Pickens Ranch in Texas. So we had a pajama party with a few influential people, and it was brainstorming on how we're going to protect our country, what is wrong with the country, how things are going to be done.
Yeah. Hey, Brigitte, a personal note, if I may. So you go with all these bigwigs and you're having a pajama party. Do you really wear pajamas? I would be very uncomfortable. I would be very uncomfortable wearing pajamas. General Flynn. Wait. General Flynn wore pajamas at this pajama party. Did he?
Well, let me tell you, we had a great time. Let me tell you something about General Flynn. General Flynn was up every morning at 4 a.m. He loved to go fishing in the lake because he wanted to watch the sunrise. And I'm looking at him thinking, we went to bed at midnight. How could you be up at 4 o'clock in the morning? You know, going fishing. He would come back. He would be on cloud nine. But he's the best of the best what America represents. And I hope that President Trump and Barr, Attorney General Barr, and everybody will go after all these crooks one by one and nail them. Justice has to be served because these people in D.C., whether it was Comey or Brennan or all the people involved, Biden, oh my God, don't let me get started on Biden. But all of these people, they thought they are smarter than us. They were basically undermining the will of the American people who elected President Trump. They said, Joe Piscopo, Gabrielle, and everybody's listening to us. You don't know what you're doing. We don't care who you elected. We know what's best for you, and we are going to meddle in the affairs in Washington, D.C., and we're going to put somebody that we approve of because your votes don't matter. That's exactly what they were trying to do.
Yeah, right on the money, Brigitte. Hey, Brigitte, so, but honestly, did the Obama administration officials do anything illegal? Was there anything illegal that you can think of?
Well, look, I'm not a lawyer, but I am sure. Look, in America, you cannot spy on another person without actually getting a permit to spy on another person. I know at least the Constitution protects us that way as individuals. You know, there is a process. Our founding fathers were brilliant in the way that they built our country and they put the laws in place. You cannot spy on any American citizen unless you have a permit to spy on them. You just cannot have a carte blanche simply because you are a position of power, because you are Comey, the director of the FBI, and all these powerful people, and they say, you know what, we want to spy on so-and-so, person so-and-so. Give us his name. What did he do? What did he talk to? It doesn't work that way. And then what's her name? The ambassador to the United Nations sending 6 requests to spy on Flynn? 6? Samantha Powers? For what? Yeah. What business does she have to ask to spy on General Flynn?
You know, you're absolutely right. And it was illegal, this I know, to unmask to the press. And someone unmasked to the press, to the Washington Post and the New York Times. And that's, you could get 10 years in federal prison for that. I wonder who that be off the top of your head. I'm wondering if it's Joe Biden, because he answered it back with an email today saying, oh, this is just a political thing. But it's not so much, because Biden late in the game was in that unmasking meeting. And I wonder if Joe Biden was the guy that leaked this all to the Post and to the Times, Brigitte.
Well, look, I'm not sure if it was him, but they definitely have their minions working in Washington, D.C., in the deep state, and they are all still there. But you know the interesting thing? They all lied under oath. I mean, Brennan lied when he was questioned by Congress, you know, when he was asked about, did you know anything about, you know, spying, whatever. Well, you know, he was murmuring, I'm not sure, I don't recall, I don't remember. Every single one of them, you know, they lied through their teeth, and I hope that they nailed them basically lying to Congress. Every single one of them should be charged with something.
You know, Brigitte Gabriel is with us, a founder and chairman of Act for America. Brigitte, we appreciate your time this morning. Before we let you go, you know, and I love that you speak your mind. I love that you speak your heart. And again, I just got to ask you, how would you characterize the mainstream media's coverage of Obamagate? I mean, I'm trying to find it on the other networks. I can't find it. Am I right?
Coverage. There is no coverage. They are basically the PR arm for Obama. And this is a conflict of interest. They're not going to say anything against Obama, period. I mean, the mainstream media is against the United States, against people like you and me, whom they consider deplorable. And you're not going to hear anything about it. Look, we just had an election. Look at what happened in California. 2 elections in the United States. It's like a tree falling in the wood. Nobody talks about it. For the first time in 22 years, you have a Republican elected into that position in California, and it's not even mentioned on the mainstream media because they don't want to alert their people.
Right,
look what's happening. Right. You know, we're losing. You keep this up, we're going to lose. They don't want their people to know that. And by the way, before you let me go, I want people to go to our website, actforamerica.org, and sign our petitions, sign up to become an activist, contact Congress. There's a vote coming down tomorrow where, you know, they're giving a stimulus, $1,200 checks to illegal immigrants. Nancy Pelosi wants to give them while 30 million Americans are out of jobs. Nancy wants to pass a stimulus bill. Tomorrow is the vote, Friday, where they're giving illegal immigrants, you know, 14 illegal immigrants, $1,200 checks. Sign, call Congress. We have an action item on our website. Go to actforamerica.org. Make sure you contact Congress today.
Brigitte, before you let you go, please, and please forgive me. Every time we talk, I ask you to do this. Just quickly, before we go, what you went through as a child, and people will, I so understand how you stand up for just everyday Americans, the way you came to this country. In a nutshell, the horror that you had to endure as a child. Could you just bring it to the airwaves for a second so people will understand where your passion comes from?
Well, my passion comes from my life experience, where my 9/11 happened to me in Lebanon in 1975, when radical Islamists blew up my home, bringing it down, burying me under the rubble, wounded. I ended up in a hospital for 2 months and later ended up living in a bomb shelter underground in an 8x10 room without electricity, without water, and very little food. And that's where I lived for the next 7 years. years of my life from the age of 10 till the age of 17 robbed of my youth. So I understand what happens when people turn a blind eye to evil, thinking it's not going to happen to me. It's all the way over there. Ah, somebody else is going to fight the fight. I came to America and I vowed that I will do everything I can to make sure that my children live in a free country as free citizens in the greatest nation that has ever existed on the face of the planet. And when we understand the importance of freedom and the importance of fighting for our freedom, because freedom is only one generation away. We can lose it in one generation. You know, on my website, actforamerica.org, I say, you never really own freedom. We only preserve it for our future generations. And that's where my passion comes from. And if my message resonates with you, I encourage you to go to actforamerica.org and join us. We are the nation's premier national security organization. We are 1.6 million members strong. We have passed 107 bills on the federal level and the state level, and together we make a difference for the country. Sign up to become an activist or start your own group or stand with us financially if you are able. We need your support so we can continue fighting the good fight for our country.
God bless, Brigitte Gabriel. Thank you so much. God bless you, girl. Always appreciate it. And we will actforamerica.org. Thanks, Brigitte. God bless.
Thank
and we'll
you,
talk soon.
Friend. Love you. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Day.
Take care, you two. My goodness, great. What she went through, my God. You know the passion after you hear what she went through as a child. As a child. Amazing. Oh, my goodness gracious. That she is always fired up, and I love that about her. Hey, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Joe Borelli's going to join us momentarily. Brian Kilmeade on the show as well this morning. Right now, Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads looking out for you on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody. We see construction for you on the Bronx River Parkway North by the Sprain. That's closed with construction heading up through Yonkers. Also, if you're taking it over to Dutchess Turnpike into Overlook Drive in Poughkeepsie, that's ongoing road work as well. The outbound GWB upper level right lane construction till 3. If you're taking it over to the outbound Lincoln Tunnel, looks like a closure in the center tube as well with ongoing road work there. Garden State Parkway North getting up through 145. It's ongoing construction. And we're still seeing some delays here on the Deegan South into the Cross Bronx with that construction project going on until at least tomorrow. The eastbound BQE still pretty busy getting up and out toward the Battery Tunnel, and the FDR Drive South in the 70s, accident blocking one lane. Sunny today, high of 66. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970 The Answer.
Mike Gallagher doesn't want you to judge too quickly.
I've heard other broadcasters condemning anybody who wants to open their business or have any kind of income other than government assistance. And I just scream every time at the radio or TV, yeah, but you're making a living. You don't know what it's like to lose everything. You have no idea what it feels like, what these people are experiencing.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring or looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
It's about how we overcame poverty and hardship by not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we are supposed to vote for. And guess what? You can do it too.
That's right. And we want you to hear our personal story for the first time.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about LaFreda Meat Purveyors. I love the LaFreda family. You will too. Do you ever experience a great steak at a fine restaurant? You wonder, why can't I get that at home? Well, now you can. Now you can from LaFreda.com. You know, Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors supplies many of New York and New Jersey's fine restaurants. Now you can get the same high-quality selection of meats for your most important customer, your own family. LaFreda deals in only premium 100% black Angus cattle raised and grazed in the United States of America. Their only focus is meat, by the way. You won't find any frozen side dishes or gimmicks, right? Offering every kind of meat in every cut, like a tomahawk, bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center-cut filet, to name a few. Supplying only the highest quality beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, and America's best burger chopped meat blends. Pat LaFreda, they're legendary in the business. Sometimes you'll see the truck. It says LaFreda on it. And now I had the pleasure and the privilege of being with the LaFreda family. I've told you about that. And when I go out and I've gone out with the LaFredas to a restaurant that serves the LaFreda meats, you could taste it. It's eons above any other meat. I'm telling you, it's like when I said the Rolls Royce, I said the best meat you're going to have anywhere. Now you can have it delivered, cut the night before, delivered fresh to your home, never frozen, shipped overnight, cut the night you place your order, and always fresh, never frozen. Please go online and check this out. LaFreda.com, LaFreda, LaFreda.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 826. This is AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. And we welcome our new Twitter followers and all of our folks on social media and listening around the country. Texas, we love you. North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. Hey, Florida, we know you're there. And we appreciate it more than we could tell you. California as well. But we are live and local in New York, New York. And one of the stars in New York, a kid, I call him a kid. He's a great kid. He's a councilman, minority whip of the New York City Council. Joe Borelli is with us. Hey, Joe, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. I'm doing good. Hey, Joe, let me ask you something, Joe.
Uh-oh.
So I've been listening every day at the 9 o'clock hour. I take my son for our jog, our walk. I do our, you know, exercise.
Good,
yesterday,
good.
You had this doctor on. And in the middle of the interview, you basically apologized to the audience and said, hey, doc, while I got you here, let me talk about my own medical problems. And it was like you were sitting on the psychiatrist's chair, just asking him about your issues. Then he told you he was a lawyer, and I thought he was going to do a real estate closing for you.
I'm going to ask him. Because I don't know what happened when I was doing so good and I never get sick. I never get sick, and then I say to the doc, well, I got the guy in the air. Joe, I'm going to snore a little bit. I'm going to get some free medical advice right there.
Can I get a prescription? Can you send it to my pharmacy? By the way, do you have those divorce paperwork? You know, I have to close on a new property.
Can you redo my alimony? I should ask for the alimony reduction. Yeah, you're right. There you go. But I said, it was so weird. But thank God your family's okay. So everybody's okay in your family, thank God. Mom and the kids and everybody.
Everyone's okay. Dad was in the hospital earlier this week, but he's fine. He's A-okay, clean bill of health, and he's home now. So good stuff.
Like, was it Corona? Was it a coronavirus situation?
No. He actually collapsed, and they thought maybe he had a stroke, but it was something else, and it's fine. We need the doctor back. See, this is why we need the doctor on this episode too.
I would have asked. Joe Borelli is with us. He's referring to what we were talking yesterday. And we were talking to the doctor. What was it, Zinberg? Frankie Fibero?
Yes, Joe Zinberg.
Joe Zinberg. And I said, doc, you know, I was good, but then I couldn't feel it. I was getting a self-diagnosis. But it was weird, Joe, because I was doing good. And then all of a sudden, we were running like crazy with the usual schedule, you know, pre-corona.
And then I got hit with 24 hours of a virus, and I just upped my balance of nature, and darn if I didn't beat it. But I was wondering, can you get that? And he did say, did he not, Joe Borelli? You know what? It could have been a little piece of that coronavirus situation. I don't know.
Joe, granted, he wasn't evaluating you in person or even viewing you through a telemedicine portal, but, you know, you take
on the air.
Clean bill of health. You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. If it itches, it burns, don't sweat it.
So, Joe, what do you think? What are we doing in New York? And how is everything going? When are we going to get back to work? What's the feeling? I mean, how is Mayor de Blasio, Governor Cuomo? It's a mess. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel?
It's time, Joe. I'll be putting my thoughts to paper, I think, this weekend for the Daily News about you know, getting back to work. We can't, you know, the guy from Barstool Sports really said it better than anyone else last night on a web broadcast. He said, when did this go from flattening the curve to finding the cure? You know, the reality is, right, that if the mayor wants to have the money to keep hospitals open, to keep people employed, to keep healthcare operating in the city as it normally does, you got to open up. We can't just close everything till September, beg Donald Trump for a blame him when it's not the dollar amount we want. When the solution is only towards opening up the revenue generators that the city of New York has within its boundaries.
Yeah, we have to do it. You broke some news last week, Joe Borelli, regarding President Trump coming to the rescue of the MTA. What happened there now?
I think the president and Congress, of course, gave an initial $3.8 billion to the MTA for our bailout. And I'm told on some good authority that in the next bill there'll be additional money. Now, again, the MTA is it's not a city, it's not a state. It relies on transportation revenue bonds. If someone doesn't bail out the MTA, the only way to pay back the MTA's debt is by raising fares and tolls and all those things. And I know New Yorkers do not want to be sucked. I mean, the Verrazano Bridge is already $19, right? Could you imagine going up to $30
within the next year?
Or the subway fare being $5 a person? We can't handle that.
Yeah. Well, and what do you say when people say the MTA is poorly managed and does not deserve a federal bailout?
Oh, it certainly is, but there's no option B. I mean, there literally is no option B. You know, the MTA, you got to realize, too, the budget's so big because it is the largest transit system in America with 9 million daily riders. The next 15 largest transit systems in the United States don't even add up to half the ridership of the MTA. So, I mean, the numbers are going to be staggering when you think about it. But there's no option B, Joe. There is no option B.
Yeah, that's a good point, Joe Borelli. We're reading the shocking story of New York City's health commissioner going out of her way to insult police officers. I mean, I don't know what to believe anymore. What happened there, Joe Borelli?
So here you have it, right? In the diciest moment of the pandemic here in New York City, our neighbors are dying. Our essential workers are getting sick by the dozen. And you have these just plain boobs, Joe, just boobs, coordinating the response from the Department of Health. And it goes right up to de Blasio itself. Here they are fighting over getting police officers masks. The chief of the department, right, God bless him, right? He had the audacity to request for his 55,000 employees that they'll probably need about 10 masks each for the duration of the pandemic. Not 100, not 1,000, but 10 masks each. That came out to about 500,000 masks. This health commissioner, who's been criticized up and down for her response overall, decided to say, and I won't say the word on AM 970 because we are a God-fearing network, but she said, I don't give a rat's A about your darn cops. And that's just not the response. I mean, look, if you don't have the mask, you have to be honest, right? We don't have the mask now, Chief.
Yeah.
We'll get them in a week. We'll get them in 2 weeks. I can't help you.
But the
audacity to just think of any city worker that you're requiring to work and treat them like that, she's unfit to be commissioner. She's unfit to be, a third-rate pediatrician in Spokane. And I hope the mayor uses this opportunity to finally sever ties with this particular woman who's been wrong about so much and has been just downright unhelpful in this pandemic.
Yeah, that's so rude. She's the gal that's on that said come to New York early on. I mean, the whole pandemic
was... Come visit New York, everything is fine. She was like the Jamaica commercial, you know, come to Jamaica. She's out there. Everyone's getting coronavirus, and she wants you to have a margarita or a Qingdao or something in Chinatown. I mean, this is a person who made epic, epic mistakes. And, you know, it just proves that she had absolutely nothing under control when New Yorkers expected that the health commissioner of New York would have things at least somewhat under control.
Yeah. Councilman Joe Borelli, so you're young, Joe. I'm old, but we're Italian. So when I see Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and I must say, as I say the same thing about Tony Fauci, the doctor down there in the task force, I give them a break because they're Italian, you know? So I don't like to criticize. I don't want to criticize, but I see so many faults. And I see how Andrew Cuomo is now the darling of the press, you know, and they don't ask any questions. They go after Donald Trump. And all Donald Trump has done, all President Trump has done, is giving the states every single thing that they need. And I'm tired of blaming everybody. I don't want to blame Andrew Cuomo. I don't want to blame Phil Murphy. I don't want to blame President Trump. I want to blame the communists in China. But your take on the way Governor Cuomo is handling everything now.
You know, I like what you said, Joe. I don't want to play the blame game, right? I don't want to say people who made decisions when we elected them and required them to make decisions. I'm not sure this should be the stigma that goes with them the rest of their life. But this argument that it's somehow not fair or not proper to ask why the death rate in New York exceeded countries, you know, large countries. And I'm not talking about, you know, Tanzania. I'm talking about large countries, so Sweden, Spain, you know, the death rate in New York was higher than that. And when we look at the deaths in nursing homes, and we realize so many New Yorkers died in nursing homes, and there were policies made by the governor, by the state health commissioner, you know, it can't be off the table to investigate why and what decisions contributed to that.
Yeah,
that's
fair
what
enough.
We do in any normal postmortem, Joe.
That's right. And fair enough. Hey, Joe, before we let you go, New York City, they're talking about laying off essential workers. I mean, I always like to think everybody's essential, but you've come up with a plan to avoid that. What are you proposing, Joe Borelli?
Well, start here. This is de Blasio's way of trying to scare, Donald Trump into a bailout. If Donald Trump doesn't bail us out, never mind how bad of a mayor I am, it's Donald Trump's fault we got to lay people off. But, Joe, there is a $40 million expenditure every year, and it's called welfare for politicians. We pay 8-1. You send me that check every time I'm running on the ballot, Joe, $100. You actually give me $800 because the city – I'm sorry, $900 because the city backs it up with $800 of taxpayer money, 8-1. All I said was, why don't we scrap it? We'll go down to 1-1, and we can save $40 to $50 million next year. And perhaps that could help not furlough or not lay off a whole bunch of good, hardworking New York City families. That's a thing we should do before we lay off anyone. I have a whole plan of more cuts we can make before we lay off people. But for today, let's just focus on the welfare for politicians that we shouldn't do if we're going to lay off workers.
Joe Borelli, councilman, minority whip of the New York City Council, contributor to The Hill on Fox News all the time, a great guy. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm so impressed, Joe. We'll let you go, man. But when we went down to the White House and we were just there as Italian Americans and we're there, you were the guy that actually got us into the White House. You knew more people down there. I'm telling you, you got a future, Joey. Except I can't decide if you're going to stay with the politics or one day you're just going to say, honey, we're going to New Jersey by Piscopo. We're just going to hang out and I'm going to go into private
sector. County, Joe. I'll be fishing the rivers and streams up by you in California. I think you live in that area. And I'll be fly fishing. I'll be like Brad Pitt and the river runs through it with a beer belly and a beard.
Joe Borelli, we love you, man. Thank you. Thanks for the great work you do, Joe. Love to the family.
Thank you.
Joe Councilman Joe Borelli right there. No, Joe
I like
Borelli,
that image.
Right.
No hair, beer belly.
Joe Borelli fly fishing? I don't think so. 8:37 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Vincent Malerba is going to join us from Angelina's Restaurant in Staten Island, and this is courtesy of Empire State Bank. So Jonathan Bell, also 9 o'clock. Any question you have, I'm just worried what's going to happen in July, you know, with the finances. Jonathan Bell's a labor and employment attorney, founder of the Bell Law Group. He will join us. And Nancy Bailey, she's a corporate source supervisor at Manhattan VA Medical Center. And Brian Kilmeade, co-host of Fox and Friends. I know he's a personal friend, but he loves Frankie Five Boroughs. And now he's in the middle of doing his TV show. Then he does his radio. and that yet still takes time to join us on the show at 9 o'clock, at 9:45 basically, around that time. We'll jump on with Brian quickly. Hey, Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. That's our Balance of Nature phone line. Right now it's 8:38, and Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA slamming a TikTok star for spilling a giant vat of milk and cereal onto a subway cart Tuesday, all in a bid to entertain his millions of followers. The video shows the prankster pouring a box of Fruity Pebbles and a gallon of milk into a bin while sitting on a subway car. He then drops the milk and cereal onto the floor of the subway. His fellow riders move quickly to get away. The MTA says making essential workers clean up the mess left behind, especially during a pandemic, is a new low. As of Wednesday night, the video had more than 240,000 likes. The family of a Passaic firefighter who died from coronavirus will get full death benefits following a ruling from the state pension board. Officials say 33-year-old Israel Totolino was the first firefighter in the state to die from COVID-19. Passaic's fire chief, Patrick Trenikos, says a firefighter went inside a home back on March 14 to investigate a gas leak. It was later learned the people inside the home had coronavirus. Tolentino died 2 weeks later, leaving behind a wife and two children. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duham has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Taking a ride to 216 at 52, getting out through East Fishkill, getting reports of an accident there. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly on the Deegan in both directions, right through the Cross Bronx with that ongoing construction project. Taking it over to Brentwood Road into Sunrise Highway over in Brentwood, a collision there. They finally cleared an accident over on the LIE eastbound out in Yapbank, out past Horse Block Road. That car that went into a ditch that was finally taken care of. We're still seeing volume this morning on the eastbound side of the BQE, getting up and out toward the Battery Tunnel and in toward the Brooklyn Bridge and the Garden State Parkway North at 145. Some ongoing construction there. 22, some construction as well through Hillside Ave in Hillside. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today with a high of 66 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Given the times, you're probably not booking your summer corporate events yet, but when things open back up, what could be better than fresh, salty air aboard a beautiful yacht? Take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. Plenty of room to social distance. The perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Fully insured, Coast Guard certified. The perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, anniversaries, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. Mention AM 970 The Answer for 10% off your booking. This is a special offer. Given the times, consider booking now to save later. 212-633-1231 or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral,
behavioral health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
This segment is sponsored by Empire State Bank.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 8:44 on the radio, and Vincent Valerba is a co-owner of Angelina's Restaurant in Staten Island. Phil Guarneri, our buddy at Empire State Bank, said, look, we want to start showcasing some great restaurants. I've been over there at Angelina's. We had a great charity there. Vincent, welcome to the program, man. How you making it through this whole pandemic, my friend?
Oh, living the dream, having a great time. Haven't had a weekend off in years.
You know, are you doing takeout, Vincent, at Angelina's? You doing takeout now?
We are. We're doing it at one of our locations, Angelina's Kitchen. We do takeout Wednesday through Sunday from 12 to 8 p.m.
You know, but honestly, Vincent, it's okay, but it's not like having your restaurant open. The government officials say, do takeout, you'll be fine, and you'll meet your nut if you do the takeout. That's not so much the case, correct?
Not at all. We're down about more than 90%, 95%. You know what? Our restaurants aren't based on takeout. Our restaurants aren't based on people having fun, making memories, dancing, enjoying life, drinking together, celebrating like the Italians usually do. Celebrate. We drink and we eat together. So takeout is, you know, it's keeping my guys working, but we're not killing it.
Yeah. Well, listen, we appreciate it. And we wanted to highlight you with thanks to Phil Guarneri, because I remember we were over there.
Wait,
Vincent.
Phil or Michael Douglas? We call him Michael Douglas.
He does look like Michael Douglas. This is good. How come we never figured that out? That's great. That's a big compliment too. Now, come on now.
Yeah, he loves it. We make him smile every time he comes in. We call him Michael. We don't call him Phil.
Phil Guarneri is the CEO of Empire State Bank, the bank we keep telling you about. And they, it's such a giving way, wanted to highlight some of the great restaurants. And Angelina's is a legendary restaurant in Staten Island. You know what, Vincent? We're talking with Vincent Malerba from the restaurant. That was great. That night for Nicolette with the Schiavola family. How great was that, man? I knew how good Empire State Bank was then, Vincent. But then everybody, they had a whole table there. They all came out. We spent some time. So it was really, really nice. So what are you looking at in the distance, in the future? You think everything's going to open up and we'll be able to? You're going to have to social distance when we go back, do you think, Vincent? Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, we're hearing that, but you know, it's not going to be the same. Listen, we've been through Sandy, we've been through everything, so you know, we just got to stick it out, let it run its course, and then you know, what's great about people is like even 9/11, we remember it, but we forget, and we kind of move on. That's what's great about everybody. You know what I mean? And how do you not celebrate a birthday, an anniversary? It's the whole point of everything. So you know, and in time, it's going to be a little rough. I'm not going to lie, but it'll get back to normal. It will.
Yeah, I love it. That's the right attitude. Yeah. Vincent, where can we find the takeout? Tell us where we can go for takeout, too, if we may.
You can go on. We are on Grubhub. We're on. Go right to our website, or our Instagram is probably the best. Angelina's Last Kitchen. Yeah. And we have all the specials on there every day. That's the most updated every day. So our Instagram is probably the best way to check out all our specials, all our menus, what we're doing for the day. We did for Mother's Day, we did a drive-up bar where people come up, grab a drink, and go, and they hang out in the parking lot. It was great. We got a DJ. Oh. People laughed, had a great time. You know what
cool.
I mean? To see people smiling, it made my job happy again. You know what I mean?
This is great. Yeah, I know Frank Morano's going to be there in a second. You got booze involved. Yeah. This is going to be great. He'll be down there, man.
Right by my apartment. I love it there. It's great.
Oh, look out now. Yeah. Look out. He'll be. That's a great idea. Vincent, I love your spirit. You're making Italians proud, brother. God bless you. Godspeed. And with thanks to Phil Guarneri, Empire State Bank, for highlighting Angelinas there in Staten Island. And keep the fight. And you know what? You're absolutely right, Vincent Malerba. We'll be there sooner rather than later. God bless you and love to the family, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Joe. Enjoy your day, man. Have a great
yes,
day.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Keep the fight, man. I'll tell you what. You know, it's so proud to be. And as you listen around the country, and I always say, because more and more people I see online, they listen around the country. You know, we're New Yorkers. We're from Jersey, you know, and they tax us. I got to tell you, the politicians could care less about us. They could care less. They don't care. They just put the tax on the back of everyday worker. Yet we keep going. And you know why we stay here? Because our families are here. Because the community is here. You hear Vincent? He's been there. Angelina's been there. You know, it's like us in Jersey too. Why do you stay in Jersey? Somebody tweeted me, why are you in Jersey? My mom is here. My family's here. My community is here. It's my home. It's the streets that my father walked, that my grandparents came to from Italy, you know, and the politicians could care less. They do. And I don't mean that in a mean way. They just don't understand, you know, that why we stay here and how, and they know, they just make it more and more difficult. Raising tolls, the taxes that we got to pay, inexcusable. So, and you know what? We ain't going anywhere. We're going to keep the fight. And Vincent Malerba and Angelina's is the epitome of that on Staten Island, to stay strong. We will get through this. Hey, it's 8:49 right now. Debbie Duhaime is on the roads for you. She's checking traffic all morning long right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. The FDR Drive south right through the 70s. An accident just clear, but traffic is still moving pretty slowly there. The westbound BQE, stop-and-go traffic through Metropolitan Avenue. Nassau Expressway eastbound getting out toward the Van Wyck. Couple of lanes blocked with some ongoing road work over there as well. Over on Sunrise Highway westbound, right at Straight Path, getting in toward Lindenhurst. That's an accident waiting for you. And some volume on 22 in both directions through Hillside by Hillside Ave with some ongoing construction. On the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, car lanes by 11 getting up into Woodbridge. An accident taking one lane over there. Garden State Parkway North up through 145 construction. 80 eastbound exit 35 in toward Rockaway construction till 3:30 this afternoon. And if you're taking a ride to 216 at 52 into East Fishkill, a crash on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
It's been good. It's been helpful for me with my memory. I had a really bad accident back in the 80s, and my short-term memory was compromised, and I really notice a huge difference if I don't take it. A lot of times I would try to remember a name. I'd be like, what in the world is that guy's name? And now, like, I don't struggle with it as much. It actually must stimulate the brain or something, because it's really helping me with my memory. So I'm very happy about that. It really helps me a lot. So thank you.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. Before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call my office right here in Jersey City, New Jersey. We can have a free virtual consultation where we will figure out a plan to resolve your tax problem. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572 or visit our website at 201tax.com. That's 201-479-2572 or 201tax.com.
Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey are committed to doing whatever it takes for youth, families, and communities. Kids need us now more than ever, and clubs have responded with innovative programs to meet their needs. But we need your help. When clubs reopen, they'll need to help kids get back on track to overcome learning loss and restore a sense of safety. Clubs will play a role in rebuilding communities and preparing youth for future success. Please support the Boys and Girls Clubs COVID-19 Relief Fund by going to bgcnj.org/relief.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Connors. This is what you got to do. In the privacy of your own home, Mike is offering you this, a free. Yes, I said free. And I know I got your ears now. You're in your free. You go, what? Free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself to discuss the issues and concern of your estate, of your will, of a health care proxy. Of, you have someone in a nursing home. How am I going to pay for this? What am I eligible for? Mike can answer all your questions in the security of your own home. 718-238-6500. I love the Connors. Beth and Mike are spectacular people. And when I went there and I sat with them, and it was so quick, and it was just easy to do, because I don't like thinking about all that stuff, right? Right? But I worry about with the kids. What? How are the kids going to be taken care of? How do I do a power of attorney? Who takes care of that? And then when you do the estate, who's the executor, the co-executor? All that you and I hate to think about, Mike knows like the back of his hand. And he could give you a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation. Mike Connors himself, 718-238-6500. And I love the Connors too, because, you know, my office at home, I got a picture of Padre Pio, great man Padre Pio, and Mike through his friend, the Capuchin friar. It was Father Bilecki, Paul Bilecki. He made an original picture of Padre Pio, a painting, beautiful. I got that from Mike and Beth. How great was that? Right? It has nothing to do with the estate plan or how it can help you out, but I just want to tell you what great people they are, and because I'm a big Padre Pio fan, so I thought that was so nice. But seriously, if you want to just get into bankruptcy, you're worried about what am I going to do, especially now you, how many questions you have now, you know, you got a lot. Will you please call Mike? All right, do what I did, call Mike. You never know, you might get a painting as well. I'm just saying. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or you can visit Mike and the family at connorsandsullivan.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news, what it means, why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Let me go to John. Let me go to John real quick. John, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. How about the owner from Attila's Gym last night on Tucker? Was that unbelievable?
Oh, you are good, brother. God bless you. God bless you for bringing that up.
Listen. Yeah. The fact that he was so eloquent. And how come health clubs are not a necessary business? Are you kidding me?
Well done. Well done. Thank you so much. And John's talking about on Tucker last night. I just happened to watch it. And you could bring Joe Lundberg in too, guys, if you would. Joe Lundberg's going to give you the weather in 2 seconds. 8:55 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. And there was a gym owner on Tucker Carlson. And it was in Belmore. I think it was Belmore, New Jersey. And this guy was well-spoken. He was great. He goes, I'm opening on Monday, man. And Tucker's going, yeah, but the governor's not allowing you to do anything. He goes, I'm opening anyway. We can't. I can't wait. I loved it. It was eloquent. It was great. By the way, we're waiting on our retro fitnesses in Flemington. We are locked. I talk to Stacy every single day, a couple times a day. Not only do we have retro in Flemington, now we and Stacy's the brains in the outfit. I can't take any credit for this, but now we're opening in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and we're dying to open up. Let's go. It's a business. It's a small business. It is time. I think it is time. And John, thank you for that. Thanks for reminding me of that. Joe Lundberg, all you do, you don't go to the gym. You get on your bike and you travel 200 miles at a shot, right, Joey? My goodness gracious.
I'll go to the gym, but you got to have an open gym to go to right now. So,
I know.
At the gym right now. I'm going out. I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm going to get out, and I'm going to go out and ride my bike. Even yesterday, I was taking a day off, and I did 20 easy miles. And I mean easy. I took the speed slow. I kept my cadence high. I said, you know, here's the hill. We'll go up at 5 miles an hour. No big deal.
I was 20 miles easy. How do you do it easy, 20 miles? You're unbelievable. Because you know what I did?
40 miles real hard a day before.
Because I got to tell you what happened. I take the bike out the other day, and I go, oh, this is nice. And that's when the skies opened up, and I had a hailstorm over my head.
You got hailed on, yes.
Yeah, it was the communists, the Chinese. They knew. They listened on iPhone. They knew. And anyway, so I went out. But I tell you, I really, because it started to rain, so then I started to really pump it hard, you know. Hey, I was exhausted after the run. I don't know how you sustain like you sustain. But you will, and help me out here, you will rest occasionally, Joe. You'll just take up 10 minutes.
Oh, I do rest occasionally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday is going to be a complete off day. I'm not going to do a darn thing on Sunday.
This is good. Hey, balance of nature forecast. The allergy forecast is bad?
The allergy forecast is going to be moderate to high today, and it's going to stay that way into the weekend. Weather today, sun and some clouds this afternoon, mid-60s. We get a thunderstorm late tomorrow, low 80s, and then dry Saturday, partly sunny, mid-70s, before clouds up on Sunday.
Joe, you're an inspiration. Proud to have you with us, Joe Lundberg. There's the man right there. Hey, Jonathan Bell is going to join us for Pandemic 2020, labor and employment attorney, founder of Bell Law Group. Got a lot of questions. Where are we going? How are we going to get our checks? And where will we be in July? Jonathan Bell. Nancy Bailey as well from the Corporate Source Supervisor. She's the Corporate Source Supervisor at the Manhattan VA Medical Center. And Brian Kilmeade. You know, you got this great book, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. Joe Piscopo and Frank and Alan Debbie. You know what? We're coming right back at you. Don't go.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
55 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Drive-in theaters making a comeback during the pandemic. Many municipalities on the shore are looking for some movie magic by way of pop-up drive-in movie screenings. Ocean Township's Mayor Christopher Siciliano recently said on his Facebook page that the drive-ins give people something to do, a way outside, and relieve lockdown anxiety. The weekly jobless report is out. Another 2.9 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. That's down from 3.17 million the previous week, and it brings the total number of unemployed Americans to over 36 million since the pandemic started 8 weeks ago. Wall Street futures mostly flat after losses on Wednesday. Dow and S&P 500 futures are down around 0.2%. NASDAQ futures largely unchanged. The Dow fell more than 2% Wednesday, losing more than 500 points. On the broader market, the S&P 500 gave up 1.75%. The NASDAQ composite shed about 1.5%. Crude oil prices are losing some of the momentum they had earlier in today's trading. International benchmark Brent crude is up 62 cents a barrel to $29.81. West Texas Intermediate crude is up 64 cents to $25.93 a barrel. Brent was up $1.13 a barrel earlier, and WTI was up $1.34. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.